Priya and Dav, Tadik Gimel Ahmed Aleph. Gufa, this is the fourth line of the Ahmed. Gufa, Omar Rabbi Abba, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Chaylev Shahabasa, Chayta Isoi, Chaylev that is covered by Basa, Muta, Muta, Aini, We had another memory of Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yehuda Meshmur. Hay tarbe de tusi matni, the chaylev that is underneath the mosnayim, also is also, so even though the mosnayim cover this chaylev, it is also. What does Rashi say? Hay tarbe de tusi matni, ze el yoinoi v'goyvoi shal oisar chaylev shepirashti. We were speaking about this chaylev. This chaylev, this is by the it enters later into the ksalim, but now it's on the goyva of the behemoth, and it's underneath the masnayim. Before it enters into the Masnayim and the Basal is Chayfet, and that's the Chaylava Masnayim, which is Tachas HaBasal, which is Muta. So before it enters the Masnayim, before it enters the Ksalim, so it is Lamaila on the Behemoth. But this gaiva is mechusa the masnayim. It is covered with the masnayim of the behemoth. Sherochvan marchiv lemato mitalois ktanoi. The reichiv of the masnayim spreads out underneath the small tlois in the back of the behemoth. Umechaseyu. And it covers this chaylev. Later, when you, after the behemoth is geshachten, you'll take off the besar hamisnayim miraiz a chaylev. Then you see the chaylev, but the chaylev is covered by the masnayim. So the Gemara asks Asira in Rababa am Rabbi Meshmur before he said that the chaylev shetachas aksolim is muta, because the basar is chayfa al aksolim by tachas aksolim, like a b'seich aksolim. And here he himself said that the chaylev that is underneath the masnayim is also Amar Abaye. Abaye entered behema b'chayel. When the behemoth is alive, peruki mitrike, so it moves and it separates, the masnayim separate from the kesolim, the chaylev is underneath the masnayim, but when the behemoth moves, so the masnayim goes up, or the kesolim go down, so it is b'chaye ha-behemoth. The chaylev is megulah. You have an inside picture of the behemoth, so the chaylev is megulah. After you shech the behemoth, so then the besar hamasnayim rests on the chaylev, and when we see the gesach the behemoth, we see that the chaylev is covered from the masnayim. That's after it's gesach. But bechayal ilamaisa the masnayim separate from the chaylev. The Mamela is not called Chaylev Amachupa Babosa. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan had said, Ano lav tafcha ano, I'm not a butcher, but lavar tafcha ano. But I can tell you, in the Hirna, I remember, the Hochi have Omri Bein Medrosh. This is what they said always in the Beis Medrash, Beheime Bechayeom, Peruki Mefalko. It's Peruki Mefalka, it separates the Masnayim, separates from the Chaylev, So that's chayla v'zosa min ha-teira. What does Rashi say? Pruki mefalka, shehi eilechet, when the behemoth walks, eivoreo noim. So the eivorim are moving. V'hamotnayim pa'omim shem nimshochim klapi mailo. The motnayim are going up. V'haksolim nimshochim klapi mato. The ksolim are going down. Then the chaylev nichsa behem, and the chaylev is not miskase from the masnai. Zot the Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbi Abba, Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Oma Shmuel. Chaylev Allah Hemses, the Chaylev that on the Hemses, the Beis HaKoysev, Asurim, the Omish Kodesh, the Zeu Chaylev Sha'Allah Kerev. And this is the Chaylev that's Allah Kerev. Now let us see Rashi. What did we have over here? We had what Rabbi Abba Mevila Mishmu said, Chaylev Shal Hemchis Ubeis HaKoysis Asurim Bo Neshkoris V'zesh Chaylev Sha'Allah Kerem. So Rashi says, Hemchis Ubeis HaKoysis B'Seif HaKerem B'Seif HaKerem V'Stakir Vayim V'loi Zehu Ike Chaylev Amachasas HaKerem. Now let's look at the Lashon of Rashi. This is not the chaylev amachasas akerev shekoyrin taylo, which is this is like a lace-like type of a chaylev. Shehu toisev krum v'nikla, toisev means it's draped over and you can peel it off. Avol oisei chaylev amachase es akerev, the chaylev that's machase es akerev, dovuk lechaylev Sha'al Hemses Ubeis HaKoytus. But the Chaylev Amachasas HaKerev is Dovik to the Chaylev Sha'al Hemses Ubeis HaKoytus. Now, I'd like to say over the Hemek Dovo, the Hemek Shaila, and the Shiltas is a whole Arichas, there's a multitude of Shitas, Pshat and Ar Gemara. And he says Pshat and Ar Rashi, and there's just one problem, but this is how he says Pshat Narash. He says like this: there is Chaylev al Hakeret, there is Chaylev Amachasas Hakeret, and then there is the Chaylev on the Hemses. These are three different things. He says like this: the Chaylev Sha'al Hakeret. He's saying in Shitas Rashi, that's Chaylev Sha'al HaKerev. The Pasuk mentions both these Chalomim. There's a Chaylev HaMechatas HaKerev, that's the lace-like Chaylev that shoots off. And there's a Chaylev Al HaKerev, and Kerev is Gematria Kerev. That's the sum. There's a Chaylev Al HaKerev. Fine. The Chaylev Sha'al HaHemses, the Chaylev that is on the Hemses, also, mishum shedavuk lechaylev amachas. That means, and as you learn Ibn Tarashi and Hoyrius, that you learn out v'chol chaylev means the chaylev that is mechuba to a chaylev ha'oso is also also. So he brings down, there's a chaylev that's mechuba to the chaylev Sha'al HaKeret, and that Chaylev is also, that's the Chaylev on the Tchul, he brings, that's Mechubo to the Chaylev Sha'al HaKeret. We're not speaking about that yet. The Chaylev of the over the Hemses is Mechubo to the Chaylev HaMechasas HaKeret.
Now let's see the lashon. He brings down our Rashi, and our Rashi is merged. Now let's again see the lashon of Rashi. Hemsis ubeis hakoyis. Besayif akerev. This is besayif akerev. That means it's ending the chayil of shalakerev. V'loizel hu ike chayil of amachatas akerev. This is not the chayil of amachatas akerev. Shekayin taila, which is like draped over. Shehu toisev krum v'niklov. That's chayil of amachatas akerev. That has all the qualifications of chayil. Avo. Oisei chaylev hamechase es akerev. That chaylev, which we say, which is machase es akerev, dovuk lechaylev shal hemses abeis hakoisis. They're attached. The article brings a picture how they're attached. It brings out that we see the words attached. These two chalovim attached. So since the chaylev, which is ala hemses, is attached to the chaylev, that to the chayil of hamechase es hakerev, we learn that from a ribui v'chol, that's also awesome. So when you say the iser is because it's mechuba, it's dovuk to the chayil of hamechase. That's what the Hemek Dovah says clearly. My chavrusa asks, but what do we do with the Gemara? The Gemara says chayil sha'al hemses ubeis hakoisis asurim v'onosh koros. That's gevaldik. V'zeu chaylev sha'al akerev. He says, claw not like that, the Hemek Dovah. The Hemek Dovah says, the chaylev sha'al akerev is the chaylev on the kerev. That's the chaylev sha'al akerev. That's another posik. This, here, because Rashi says, claw under the Dipurim over here. Maybe Rashi wasn't going to say. I don't know, could be Rashi didn't have the skills in the Gemara. Then Rashi is meirdik. Because Rashi explains, the only reason the chaylev ala hemses is awesome, so Rashi says, because it's dovuk lechaylev shala hemses abeis hakoisis. Because that chaylev is dovuk, the chaylev on the hemses is dovuk to the chaylev hamachatas akerev. So that's how he learns pshat in Rashi. Maybe Rashi wasn't good at this. Is that chaylev shala akerev? So then it's gevaldik. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Yudah Meshmu, Hai Tarbe de Klibuste, Otto, Va'onush Kolet, Vizehu Chaylev Sha'al Haksola. This is the Chaylev Sha'al Haksola. Now, what is this? Tarbe de Klibuste, Etzem Kotonhu, this is a small bone, Umunach, and this bone is munach al etzem shekoyrim hanka. This lies on the hip bone. This, that means there's a continuation from the shedre. First, at the beginning of the shedre, there's ribs, and later the ribs stop. And then later it goes, the last bone, with that the kibluste, attaches itself to the alya, to the tail. That attaches itself to the tail, and it also rests on the hip bone. We're talking about a certain bone of the kiblusa. Now we have chaylev underneath this bone. Tarbe de kibluse etzem kotnu umunach. In this etzem lies al etzem shekayrim hanka. It rests on an etzem shekoyren hankan, on the hip bone. Umechube lechuyes ha'alya. And it is also attached to the chuyes ha'alya. That means the tail also has chuyes, which, and this attaches to that. Va'olav yesh chaylev, and it is also chaylev. Tachas Rosh Hamosom Shekoyrin Lunbil. The Rosh Hamosom, it seems this is the beginning of the Mosnayim. So there's some chaylev underneath that, underneath this bone, and it's mechuba, and the olav yesh chaylev, Tachas Rosh Hamosom, there's some chaylev over there, Shekoyrin Lunbil. So this chalev is also osa, and this chalev is osa. This chalev is also that's this halacha. Let's go a little further. B'zel chalev sha'al aksolim. It seems this chalev is sha'al aksolim. It goes out to the ksolim. This is l'cheira in the middle of the beime, but this has a din of chalev sha'al aksolim because somehow from this chalev it goes al aksolim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Rabbi Abam Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu, Chutin Shebiyad Asurim. Now we're going to speak about certain Chutin Shebiyad. Shorashi says, Sh'onu Noitlin Min Hakosek. There are certain Chutin, we'll see if it's Chutei Bosa, Chutei Chelech, but there's certain Chutin that's in the Yad. So in the Neutlum Mina Kosei, if it's in the Yav, it's in the Kosei, and it's Osa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel said. Omar Rav Safre, so Rav Safre asked Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Moshe, mi Omar Rachmona Reisecho Bisra, we'll come back to why he called him Moshe. But he said, Moshe, mi Omar Rachmona, he says, why can you eat those chutim? Those chutim are not chaylev. Those chutim are bosa, and it's in bosa. So why can't you eat these chutim? You're telling me adin chutim shebiyad asurim, that the Rashi says on the kosev, on the shoulder, this is the front of the behemoth, by the front 2 feet, and it's on the shoulder of the behemoth, so there are certain chutim that are wrapped around it. So he asked him, why are you allowed to eat it? This is in chela, this is bosa. Omar Rove. So Rav Rovet said to Rav Safre, Moshe, mi Omar Rachmona echel doma? What do you mean, you're allowed to eat it? There's bosa there. It's not your bosa, there's dam there. There's dam in the bosa. You're not allowed to eat it. Because it's not your bosa, but there's dam there. So you have to kasher it. Chotchoi umolchei. But if you'll take it, cut it, you'll bake malicha on these chutim, afilu l'kdeira namishapu domik, then you'll have to put it, you'll have to cook it. So that means like this, let us just say what happened over here. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that these chutim around the kosev are osa. These chutim now, there are certain chutim that are osa. So Rav Safra understood that the osa are chelet. He says it's also, these are chutei chelev. So he asked him, Anshudik, it's not chelev. These chutim are boso. So why aren't you allowed to eat it? So Rava answered him, sure it's boso. But he means you're not allowed to eat it without kashering it. There's dam in the boso. So you have to make melicha. How do you make melicha? If you cut it. You'll cut it, you make slits in it, and then you'll salt it. So then all the dam in these chutim will be taken out, then you're allowed to cook it. So you misunderstood what Rav Yehuda Marav said. Rav Yehuda Marav said, just don't go and take it and cook it. Okay, that's what he meant to say. That what he says, it's also, he means it has a Torah bosa and there's dam in it and you have to kasher. That's what he says. That these chutim have to be gekasher. That was pshat in him. You misunderstood it. Okay, let us see Rashi. Chutim shebiyad shonu noitlim min hakosei. These are chutim you take off from the kosei. Moshe Talmud Chochem. So Rashi says here, Moshe means a Talmud Chochem. I'd like to say for 2 minutes about. Rashi in Masechta Sukkah says, Godol Hador. Huh? Call someone Moshe, Godol Hador. I saw a Moiradike going, there's a Chumash Agro that came out. I'm talking Shemois and Parshas Kisisa The Goyim says it's a Mishlayot a little bit, but here he says it more clear. The Goyim says as follows, B'chol doyr, every generation, Meya nitzutz echod mi Moshe Rabbeinu, one nitzutz, one spark of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, l'chad b'doyr. So the Godol HaDoyer, he gets the Goyim says just like the Shem, just like the Levone gets from the Shemesh, is a nitzitz of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Godol HaDoyer is zeicher to get this nitzitz. V'hu shayfeya oiroi l'chol ha-talmidei chachomim shebedoyer. All the Talmidei Chachamim Shebedoyer, we'll see soon, they reflect the oil that this Godel HaDoyer got. V'chol chidushei Torah shemitzchatshim bo'olam hu al-yidei hashpoas oirei shel Moshe Rabbeinu. That's only through the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that means if it's possible to be mechadish Torah, l'chavim amitish ha-Torah, it has to originate from the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says if there's no Godel HaDoyer, that's not roi to be mekabel this nitzot, it's bitter. So it's not, we don't have this behiras and Torah which one could have. That's what the Goyim says. So the Kitzer, and the Goyim in Mishlei also says, and Kapitel Lamed, he also says that I think Ogil said that who is this person who is zeicher to anitzus of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu? But he speaks about it. Al koponim, so that I think that is pshat Rashi and Sukkah, that they had moiradik derecheret, they called him Moshe. That means you attack the Godel HaDoyer, but you're saying too big a chiddush. These are not from that's for each one. Ask them how could it be yosser? It's not chaylet. Each one misunderstood what he said. So he said, "The Moshe, how could it be Yosef?" That means, in all due respect, but how could it be Yosef? It's not Chaylev, it's Moser. But then he answered him, "Moshe, how could it be Mutter? You have to make Malich." And that's what he meant to say. Without Malich, Chitoch and Malich will be Yosef. Let us see Taisa. Moshe mi omar rachmona lo yseichel bisro, vekasalke daichitach, da osulu afilu chotchoi, umishem chaylev. He understood that it's osar al chaylev. So yes, the mice are osar al chaylev. So he said, no, that's not pshat on what he said. Chotchoi umolchoi afilu lekteire shaper domi. If you cut it and you salt it and you take out the dam, then it's mutter. Michlau. So Taisa says, so let's understand what we're speaking about. The ad hashte mashme lehavi mairi likteva. Till now we understood that he says if it's chotchei yemolchei, so then it's mutter afilu likteva. Michlau dad hashte mashme lehavi mairi likteva. Alulitzli, we're talking about that he wants to roast. He wants the roast, the kosei with these chutim. He told them, no, it's also. If you make, it's also, he told them. And if you make chitoch and malicha, so then it'll be mutter, afilu l'kteira without roasting, l'fishu l'chotcha. So the vial, how was Taisus learning pshat? Taisus is learning pshat that he told them that it's osar al dam, and then Rava, so why is it osar al dam? That means Kozman, you won't cut them open, so nothing will help. Flea won't help, and Malicha won't help, because the blood will not be able to excrete the blood. If you'll make chitur, so then you told them, so afilu Malicha help. Feel about the Gemisel. So we go away from this Gemara, the way Taisus Deval is learning Pshat this Gemara, that by these Chutim, you need Chitoch. If you'll make tfli after the chitoch, matayva manoim. He said, if you'll make malicha after the chitoch, it's also good. It'll also be good. But the ikin akud is you need chitoch in order to enable the dam to leave the schutim. Now Taisus says a gemore an amid bay. Gabi bisra da asmik. Now we're talking about three cases. Case number one is we have meat that's red. Now the asmik, it means it got red, that means it was bruised, and there is a multitude of dam in this butt. Number one. Case number one. Vechein bayi. Bayi is the bayim of a zocher, of a bahime. Vechein mizriki, and also mizriki are veins. Upeirish bekuntrit, b'loichotchei, and the Gemara says, just let's see the Gemara, the Gemara says, that if you make tzli, it's good. That's what the Gemara says. Umse ba'asmik chotcho umolcho afilu likdeiro nami shapro domi. This umse, if you cut it, you make slits in it, and you salt it, you're allowed to cook it. Tal yenami bishpude, what if you roasted it? Doi dama. So the dam will drip out. So if you learn this Gemara, and then v'chein bayi v'chein mizriki. So the Gemara differentiates between tli and bishul. By bishul, you need by these three things, chotcho molcho. But they said, if you make tzli, it's good. So the pashtus loshon haGemara would mean that by tzli, you don't need anything. You don't need chotcha either. Taisus just said, now, not like this. Taisus said, that's pshat na gemara. Pshat na gemara is that he told him it's also afilu with tzli, if you won't make chitoch, and if you make chitoch, afilu melich will be good. But tzli also needs chitoch. The pashtus loshon haGemara seems over there that by tzli you don't need anything. That's Taisus' problem. Now, v'hod the kama lekama kabi bischa da asmik shov de bishipude made it do idoma. You put it on the spud and you roast it. No problem. The dam will drip out. V'chein bei the bei v'socha also. V'chein mizriki. These are types of veins in the throat. U'perish bekuntres. In Rashi says on this Gemara that if you roast it, it is kosher without chituch and meliche. The mamel is bitter, so that's mamish not like our Gemara. The way Taisus said pshat in our Gemara. So Taisus wants to say we have to learn Rashi with a grain of salt. Now Rashi doesn't mean you didn't do anything. That's the whole shakl of Italian. Rashi means he didn't do both. The kuntra is not yet lost in Agmore. The comma, chotchei, umolchei. The tzli ain't sorry, chotchei, umolchei. That's all right. You don't need both. But chitoch yizichani, period. That's one mahalach in the Gemara that Taisus says we have to learn Rashi with a grain of salt. Rashi means you don't need both by tzli, but chitoch yizichani by tzli. So this is a yisod that Taisus holds when you want to extract the dam through by tzli, you need chitoch. The Taisus maybe will say differently. The Deichik Lechalik, the Hosa Mairi b'Mizrik b'Fnei Asmaik Shul Chutz L'Tavo, that means this Mizrik was cut off from the Tavo,
לקח לבוי חתיכה לתלי, שדרך מוקים חתך שלם יציאד. I'm not anxious to say something else. By Malika, if you won't make slits in it, it will not go out. You're told that if there's no slits all over, the dam will not go out. By Tzli, if it was separated, these veins that were separated, so since it was cut off in one place, so there's an opening, so the dam will go out. The dam will go out. So you don't need chitach by tzli. Then we'll say b'shat and Rashi, kiputai, that they were talking about, so there was once cut off, the means, by us, we're speaking about the chutim on the kosei, we're speaking about the not cut off, they're together with the kosei. So there's no opening for where the dam to drip out. So that's why it's also. But if you have something that was cut off, and there's a place, one place, where the dam can drip out, so there's one opening, so then you don't need chitoch. Tzli will help. That's what you could say. Not like Taisvitz. So Taisvitz says no. V'zoichik l'chalik t'hosamayr b'zriki b'vnei atzmim shulchut l'tzavo l'kach l'boi chaticha l'tzli. You don't need chaticha l'tzli. Sh'derech mokim chatach sh'lehem yeitzei adam. As long as there's one place where it's cut off, so that's where the dam will drip out. Avol hochem mayri, sh'achutim shleimim b'soich hayat. So if there's no opening, there's no Pesach, so here's Tzli won't help. That's pshat nagamo. L'kach. L'kach boi chaticha l'tzli, to make an opening, but you don't need the chitos that you need by Malika. Ve'im, but Taisus is so doichik to say that. But ve'im ayinu oimrim kein, but we would say like this, ayakoshel leperish Rabbeinu Tam. That means, if we will say that Tzli is better than Malika, that means Malika cannot extract the dam unless there are slits in the bottle. Tzli, as long as there's an opening, Tzli will extract all the dam. If we will say like that, so then it's Tzver and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Paskin, the Perish, the Rabbeinu Tam said, Shekamoy, Amerdike Kulu, the Rabbeinu Tam said, he said, Shekamoy, Shenogu Ho'ilam, Levashul Kovet, Bikdeva, Achatzliya. Rabbeinu Tam said, if you roasted a liver, so the roasting extracted all the dam from the liver, now you're allowed to cook it. Because there's no more dam in the liver. So the Rabbi Nidam said, Amoyre de Kechidish, Kein mutter levash loy bikteir hachem maliche. If you salt a liver, you can also cook it. If you salt a liver, you can also cook it. No, if it's tzli, if you can cook it after tzli, you can cook it after maliche. Shesho ashir maliche. And the Rabbi Natan made a chesmet, Mishum de Meliach Areu Kiriseach. The Gemara says later that salting is equivalent to Resiche, Vahainu Kiriseach the Tzli. The Rabbi Natan says it means it's equivalent to the Resiche of roasting. How do I know that it's equivalent? The Nosan Halachas Gedoilis, the Bahag, said Shir Lishias Melichim, the shear, it has to rest in the soul. Kishir tzli is the same amount of time it takes to roast it. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, so it will say that tzli is better than melicha, so how could the Bahag bring a raya that the shear shihiyah of melicha is equivalent to the sheer shia of tzliya, the time will take to roast it, could be roasting is better, and then melicha is not as efficient as roasting. So memele, that's what Rabbi Natan said. Now, if you're going to tell me the second shot, that the emeson tzli does not need chitoch, just needs an opening, and Meliche needs Chizuch. So then that's called not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Hashema Yitochen. Then it's not that then the Imloy Hoyitoch Kam Chaticha Lutzli. If you'll tell me this, that you don't need Chizuch Lutzli, the way the second Shad we said. Im Kain Loy Hoyagayim Mitzli Meliche. So how could the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Tam, they base the Shia Melicha, the Shia Shia Melicha is equivalent to the Shia Tzli, but Tzli Mafli Tzvayna Melicha. We just see that Tzli is Mafli more than Melicha. The Tzli Lei Boi Chaticha, that's the Gemara number base. Tzli does not need Chaticha. And therefore, you must lavash the mikteira. That's why after you roast the liver, therefore you can cook it. Imamalisha, boy, chaticha mikteira. So you can't compare. You can't compare that if you can cook a liver after it's roasted, so that's a raya. After you salt it, can also cook it. Because you see the koyach of tzli is stronger than the koyach of malicha. Tzli does not need chituch, it only needs an opening, but the whole area does not have to be chituch, and melicha needs, that agamara needs chituch. So, if you say like this, so the bhag will be shver, the benatam will be shver, that's what Teishva says. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmu Reish Ma'aye Ba'amso Boi Greiro. Now, from the cave, it goes out the Reish Ma'ay, that is the beginning of the intestine. Then it goes later, and it's along. So the Chayla that is on the Reish Ma'ay, an Amo, the first Amo of the Reish Ma'ay that is covered with Chalev, Boy Greve. This El Chalev Sha'alah Dakin, this is the Chalev that Allah Dakin, which is us. Va'omar Rav Yehuda, Chutin Sheba Ukis. Now, we'll see, there are Chutin here, the Sichas Chulam wants to say that these Chutin, Koma Ukis here means the Shedra. A few months to say. Chutin Sheba Ukits are Sunim. There are five Chutin that come out from the Shedra and they eventually go into the Ksala. From She Chuti Ispei Bekaplo. But these five Chutin that go out of the Shedre and eventually go into the Ksoba, there's five of them. Tlosa Mimina, there are three Chutim on the right side, the Tautim is smaller, and two Chutim on the left side. Now, Tlosa Mefatsli Litreitrei, the three chutim on the right side separate into two. So it ends up, after the separation, so there are six chutim coming out eventually into the tzala. Three, and the two that come out from the left side, befatsli litlosa tlosa, they end up with three. They branch out into three halakim. So, Bekitzer and the Pitzulim,
you'll have on the right and left side six pitzula. Three komado on the right side, you bring each chut branches out into two. So you have six on the side. And on the left, the two branch out into three. Now, not give me not. So it's also. He says it's also. It goes into these chutim that originate from the shedra and go into the ksola. These chutim are also. Not give me not. I think all the same. The stich chutim on yosmi the rabbona. Not give me not. What is the not give me not? I have to know that on the right side there. Three chutim and the branches out into two, and on the left side there's two chutim, the branches out into two. I love Kimina. Telling off Kimina is like this. The ishalik lohu ad the chamin. If you take out these chutim right after you shech the behemoth and the bosa is still warm. So if it's too warm, you can pull out these chutim and everything comes out. You have no problem. It's chutim that brings out, but it as yet has not become attached to the xalim. It doesn't harden, it doesn't attach to the xalim. So you pull out these five chutim and shalom, you still don't have to be poetic anything. It flips right out, and you have the chutim were taken out. Be light, but if you did not take them out right away, you waited a little bit. So now I got news for you. If you waited a little bit, so these chutim get hard and brittle, and they give stalk to the solen, and you're going to start pulling, so you know what happens. It breaks. You can't pull out a complete hook. So now you have to know what to look for. I'm telling you what to look for. So you have to put the puzzle together. You're going to be hoisted. So you have to know on the right side, there's three chutim with two pitzulim, and on the left side, there's two chutim with three pitzulim. So you have to know what to look for. A gold mine, you didn't find it, you should know what's up there. That's what he's telling us. Rashi. I'll skip a minute. Yeah, Rishma, Yekshadakim, Yek, the Minakeva, Torch, we got Chirim, Shalayim, Eidosham. Zachel Shama, Dak, Mishnach, Lumei, Rabbi Shmada, Bikini, Bribu, Haif, Shebaukit, Aino, Hei, Chut, Yvisa, Five Chutin, the Kapli, the Gold, to the Ksola, the Gold to the Ksola. Ukit, Hanki, he remains the Shadra. Boy, look at the Bascharyu, at the Yimso, the Misparazah, you have to know when you're going to get it, to end up finding everything. The Raishon Echot Muhammad Beshadra. The beginning is Muhammad Beshadra. The Rashi HaPetzulim Nidvakim, they're attached to Achat Achazah, the Raishah Tzloi, but they're in the beginning of the Behemoth, the Rashi Achloi is when the ribs start coming out, and Eichuti Yadei, Eimakoyim is the Behemoth, Shatna Nadis Kazan Prudah. Let us see what Taisa says. Hamisha chuti isa mikafni, pespukuntushim b'chaborim b'roish tzlois. The mechubush b'roish tzlois, it's mechubu in the front of the behemah shetachas ha-chazur. Zoktavis ves v'tzoich li-zoyer, oitzam ha-koinem chelik shapnim, v'chatet ha-chem ha-dechozen, that means we think we buy the front part of the behemah. No problem whatsoever. So Taisa says, I got news for you. Agamah says, there is a problem. These chutim are problematic.
So just don't feel no problem.
Boy lechatuti basrayu. Chatita lehave elamid rabot. So Taisa says, the whole thing is only the rabot. Chodo da chaylava marachmona b'lei chutim. First of all, it's only chutim. It's not real chay. Boy chalaksolim b'lei toich aksolim. Because this gets embedded in the in the flanks of the name. When it's alive, it's